Poll, Iowa Democrat Cindy Axon trails generic Republican opponent by 9%. By Jacob Bliss on September 7, 2021. Representative Cindy Axon, the lone congressional Democrat from Iowa, whom Republicans are looking to unseat, is trailing in a poll against a generic Republican as she sides with President Joe Biden's partisan agenda. According to the latest poll from the American Action Network, Axon loses in a head-to-head election against a generic Republican on the ballot. The poll found that the respondents favor the Republican by 9%, with 51% of the vote. Axon only received 41% in the hypothetical poll. Interestingly enough, the hypothetical poll shows the voters in the district are actually less favorable to Axon than to Biden. The poll found that Biden's approval in the district sits at 43%, with 51% disapproving of the president. The voters from her district also said Biden has a net negative approval on the economy and foreign policy. He nets a negative 10 on each policy topic. 42% approve, 52% disapprove. The majority of voters, 51%, in Axon's congressional district also believe government spending is to blame for the increase in inflation. This includes the majority of American voters that disapprove of the left's spending plan and Biden's socialist Build Back Better agenda, respectively, 55% and 55%. In the district, 47% of the respondents agreed that the spending package would worsen rising costs, and 58% said they do not want to pay for it. Republican Party of Iowa Communications Director Colin Crompton said, "Axon has followed her marching orders from Nancy Pelosi, and now she is paying the price. Iowans are tired of the socialist spending spree they see in Washington, and they know Axon won't stop lighting our taxpayer dollars on fire until she is voted out." The on-poll was also conducted in six other districts held by vulnerable Democrats in California, Florida, two in Michigan, Virginia, and Washington. The on-poll was conducted between August 28 and 30, where 800 likely voters in the 2022 midterm election were surveyed in each of the seven key congressional races that vulnerable Democrats are facing. The margin of error was 3.2 percentage points. Follow Jacob Bliss on Twitter at JacobBliss.